For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today we hear from a couple of the Drug Truth Network reporters. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
A new UN report ranks U.S.-occupied Afghanistan 173 out of 178 countries surveyed in terms of human development. One in 15 Afghan women die during childbirth. One in five Afghan children die before their fifth birthday. Afghanistan is the world's leader in infant deaths caused by contaminated water. In Washington, House Republicans are proposing a cut of $570 million from the $2 billion requested by the White House for Afghan reconstruction. Funding for Afghan anti-narcotics initiatives is also being scaled back, even though U.S.-occupied Afghanistan now produces about 87% of the world's opium, poppy cultivation tripling in the last year alone. The Bush administration is now moving to cancel all U.S. funding for international HIV/AIDS prevention programs which provide for harm reduction measures such as access to sterile syringes, despite the fact that the fastest-growing regional HIV epidemics worldwide are being driven by injection drug use. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It is impossible not to notice the growing movement to legalize medical marijuana. Drug legalization advocates would have you believe that marijuana can be helpful in reducing pain and nausea associated with chemotherapy, citing countless instances where it indeed has been effective. Because this issue is so important, here is the United States drug czar John Walters to refute these claims.
There are people who sincerely believe that they know or have been sick, they have been suffering, they've taken marijuana, they felt better. I don't deny that. But the issue is about efficacious medicine and what's really going on here. If they'd have taken a hit of crack, they'd felt better. If they'd taken a shot of heroin, they'd felt better. It's not about feeling better. It's about what is ethical and efficacious medical practice. What's really going on here is, in too many states where this is being discussed, is sick and dying people are being used as a political prop for legalized marijuana. And those of us entrusted with responsibility to be honest about what is and is not scientifically efficacious in medicine and other places have a responsibility to stand up and say this is a lie.
Thank you, Mr. Walters, for clearing that up for everybody. I'm Winston Francis. This has been the official government truth.
Please be sure to join us on next week's Cultural Baggage Show when our guest will be Mr. K., the Drug Truth Network reporter who was sentenced to 14 months in prison for a millionth of a gram of marijuana in his urine. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.